Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning and congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran at your service. Today's episode is 607 Refocus. If you have any questions today, please visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. You can follow us everywhere at slowmoneyblues. Don't forget to write, rate, and review us also. Well, if you haven't noticed, I have been gone for a couple of weeks. In fact, the last podcast I did was called Master Motivation, and I did that way back in August. Can you believe it? We're about 3 weeks into September. I had to go and get rejuvenated. So I went over to the beautiful country of Belize. I want to say big shout out to everyone that I met in Belize. We're going to be coming back. My brother and I are going to be coming back, and we're going to do some great and amazing things over in Belize. But enough about me. Let's talk about refocus, which those are the three main points, three ways to refocus. And of course, as always, I have two questions for you. Did you do your homework? Well, since I've been gone for like 2 weeks and this weird third week of September, hopefully you did your homework, was just simply to tune in next week's episode, which you couldn't have done for the last 2 weeks because I haven't been here, because I am a Belizer. You are going to have an opportunity to say your morning mantra. If you haven't, let's go ahead and do that together right now. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by God. Hopefully, you're tuning in on Facebook or YouTube because we're always streaming live. And every episode, the audio version will drop tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope that the morning mantra got you wired up, fired up, and ready to go. As always, you know, I wish this show could just run just like on air, but it can't. So we have some amazing sponsors. If you want to learn more about them, go to slowmoneyblues.com/sponsors, and you'll see linky.com, bignetdomain.com, fastcashoutlet.com, and a host of others that will be coming. And I'm super stoked about that. Plus, we're kind of going to be getting in the very near future a cryptocurrency sponsor, and I'm excited about it. As always, hopefully you are too. Also, I know everybody and their mother loves to win. If you want to participate in bonuses, challenges, contests, and giveaways, by the way, the contest ends on September the 29th at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to see all of the contest challenges and giveaway, go to slowmoneyblues.com/win, and I promise you, hey, I'm doing some good stuff. So you definitely want to participate in that. We're giving away one of our video marketing courses. We're also giving away $100 in BTC, Bitcoin, and there's some other things out there. So just go to slowmoneyblues.com/win. Share the word out there about Slow Money Blues, and I promise you, you're going to have an opportunity to win some amazing prizes. They're going to get bigger and better also. Poll question for the day. Are you out of focus? Yes, no, or never thought about it? You can go to slowmoneyblues.com/poll and participate in today's poll question. I can't wait to get all the great responses. That's yes, no, or never thought about it. A close friend of mine recently shared with me that his life seemed fuzzy, blurry, and out of sorts. I asked, what is he doing now that he wasn't doing 30 days ago? He responded, I attended a milestone birthday, wedding, and traveled abroad. I responded, I can see why things seem out of sort. Let's get personal. Life is going to happen. We will meet new people and see new things. How they affect us and move us is up to us. Priorities and perspective are the antidote. Let's talk about these three ways to refocus. Point number one, this has always helped me. I mean, like tremendously and immensely helped me in my own personal and professional life. Re-examine your goals. I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say this. We are in September, which means that we are quickly approaching October. We're going to be in Q4. And so when you look at your goals, go back at the beginning of the year, January the 1st, and I'm quite sure a lot of people made all types of, they set all types of goals, all types of resolutions and objectives. And what I want you to do is I want you to go back and re-examine those goals. Because sometimes as we encounter new stimuli, for example, my friend was like, hey, you know, I had this milestone event that I participated in with a birthday and I went on vacation and they were a little out of focus, a little blurry. One of the things you want to do is you always want to re-examine your goals to see if they're still aligning with your overall strategy, your overall picture for a specified time. So say, for instance, if it's just for 2023, or maybe it's just even something larger than that. What are you ultimately trying to accomplish? As always, I am your freedom evangelist. So the thing that I'm always focused on is what can give me the ability to move unencumbered in the earth. That is freedom. Moving unencumbered without impediment through the earth. When you want to move, how you want to move, and who you want to move with and do life with, that is freedom. So re-examining your goals always gets you refocused. I mean, there's if your freedom is a goal, and if you have done the things that my friend did, and if that doesn't move you to get refocused, I don't know if that's really your goal at all. So point number one, re-examine your goals no matter what they may be. And of course, I'm in my studio in my home base, in my home studio in my basement right now. And I'm looking at my things up here and I'm saying, hey, am I being true to myself and doing these really kind of feeders that lead into more freedom? And I have to tell myself there's some things still on my board that I haven't done yet. So re-examine your goals. I promise you that should hopefully get you refocused. Point number two, reassess your priorities. Once again, I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but freedom should be the priority for every human being on the planet. Right now, we have over 8 billion people on the planet that most of them, their priority is not freedom. And how do we know this? If we just examine their lives and look at the things that they are doing, you know, life is a series of like inputs and outputs, which, you know, you make a decision, which is input, and you're going to get an output from that, right? You know, you ever heard this thing called, if you plant something, whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. So if you're sowing freedom seeds, you're going to get more freedom. If you're not sowing freedom seeds, you're not going to get freedom. If you're expecting freedom, but you're not sowing freedom seeds, you're not going to get freedom. And I can tell you to a person that all of your freedom is contained in all of your ideas. And if you've been rocking with me for some amount of time, and I say this all the time, I teach you how to build, launch, and grow your own personal freedom success system. And what is success? For Doug, it is absolutely free. It's absolute freedom, and freedom is winning. They're all synonymous to me, because at the end of the day, and having talked to so many people, and even while we were over in Belize and talking to people, people agree with me. They want freedom and they want a better life. And one of the ways to get that and to get refocused is I want you to reassess your priorities. So if freedom is a top priority, you can't be doing priority number three. Your number one priority should always be achieving and getting to this elusive thing called freedom. I met so many beautiful and wonderful people, but to a person, they all agree with me. I just want freedom and I want a better life. And when someone encroaches upon that, then we're going to have a problem. What are your priorities? Are your priorities the same as they were at the beginning of the year as they are now? And also, because life is happening, you're meeting new people, you're involved in different things. Have your priorities shifted, or have they been allowed to shift because of this new stimuli, this new person, this new thing that you have encountered? Hopefully not, but this is the perfect time to reassess your priorities. And guess what? You can retool them, you can refine them, and it's okay. We can do a do-over. Lastly, point number three on three ways to refocus: refine or redefine your relationships. You know, you ever heard that old saying or that old adage or that old proverb, you know, birds of a feather flock together. It's so true. I encounter so many people and I'm very passionate about people. I love people. I love encountering people because it helps me understand myself more and more each day in living this human experience. And there's nothing like relationships. There's different types of relationships. There are, you know, you have your inner circle, then you have your outer circle, then you have like people that are on the fringes. These are people just like associates that you might meet last year. believe it or not, your relationships affect you. But I'm going to tell you, and I've said this before, and I want you to listen to me very, very closely. Your relationships are doing one of four things. Your relationships are either adding to you, they're multiplying you, they're dividing you, or they're subtracting from you. This is the key to having great inner circles. Make sure that you're never the smartest person in any of those circles. If you are, it's time to move to another circle. This is just the natural progression as you achieve more freedom. It just simply works like this. And because I meet so many people, I decide if I want to be in their circle. And I know that relationships require work. So I know it's not going to be like a one time, you know, instance where we have a conversation and it's just boom, you know, magic's going to happen and we're going to do some amazing thing together. Life doesn't work like that because you have to make an investment in people, in relationships to get out of it what you want out of the relationship. Let's do a quick recap. Three ways to refocus. One, re-examine your goals. Two, reassess your priorities. And three, refine or redefine your relationships. So what are our major takeaways? Great question. Your purpose is your anchor. By the way, purpose means the reason that you were created and exist. Your purpose is your anchor. You need to read it. You need to repeat it. And you need to live it. And I promise you, you will always remain focus. Until next time, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but guess what? I will see you over the top. Have an amazing day and the rest of your week. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.